From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
As a Napa wine grower for the past 26 summers, I have been closely watching the weather. This year's vintage is now put to bed, resting in barrels. The benign neglect season has now begun, my favorite part of the winemaking cycle. It's a natural time to consider how the growing season affected the quality of the new wines. My view is that 2006 will be remembered for very good to great wines, but this year might also be a different kind of benchmark. It might be remembered as the first growing season that global climate change had an obvious effect on wine grape development. Most summers will have a few days of near 100-degree heat, but not in anyone's living memory did we endure a hot spell that lasted 11 days near or above 100 degrees as we did in July. On the 22nd, the mercury reached 109 at UC Davis Vineyard in Oakville. 115 was reported in Calistoga. The vines were in shutdown survival mode at those temperatures. True, in another 26 years, we might not see another July 06, but I'm not the only grape grower who suspects that 2006 is the beginning of a new era. We'll get good wines despite the record heat because we were also very lucky. The heavy late rains of March and April left enough moisture in the soil to protect the vines from the searing July heat. The red grapes were not fully colored, so they did not bake as they would have if the heat wave had come in August. Most important, the fruit had time to regain balance during the long and graceful ripening period of a classic Indian summer. Yes, this year, we were lucky. So I'm going to enjoy the 2006 wines as a blessing, but also as a reminder that we are changing the weather on our planet. Gandhi said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." I think each of us has the responsibility to consider our impact and how to lighten our footprints step by step. With a perspective, I'm David Mahaffey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.